It's Monday, April 14th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode is the aforementioned Captain America Winter Soldier review. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be talking about the Super Smash Bros. Nintendo Direct, as well as Japanese games that might not make it all the way across to North American shores.
Nope.
And comics and Amazon.
Comics and Amazon, what the?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Comics and Amazon.
All right.
A little bit of housekeeping before we start. It has come to my attention that not all of you listeners do go to the end of the episode, which is fair game. I do that all the time with things that I listen to. So you might have not heard that we have been slowly planning a Google Hangout Community Day with Three Nerds in a Basement, where you chill with us on the internet for, some time.
An amount of time yet to be determined.
Yeah, we just you guys can ask us questions, and we can talk to you about anything you want to talk about. And it just requires a Google ID, which is basically a YouTube account, which is a Google Plus account. That's what you need. And if you want to be part of that, just remember to write into us at tnib.letters@gmail.com. We have a couple of people who have expressed interest already, but I'm just putting the word out there again.
No way! Really?
Just for those who didn't hear the message last week, so just put a remind you here at the top of the show, and I'll probably remind you again at the end of the show. Without further ado, let's get on with our Captain America review. So Captain America the Winter Soldier, the sequel to Captain America the First Avenger, came out earlier this month, and we saw the movie in the IMAX 3D.
Full experience.
It is the sequel to, again, that movie, as well as the Avengers. It also involves S.H.I.E.L.D. And I guess the big marketing point behind this movie is the Winter Soldier, who I'm pretty sure everybody who went into this movie knew who that was. It was a very select couple of people who didn't know. I mean, even if you watch the trailer, they kind of reveal it in the trailer, so...
This is true.
But we are probably going to spoil the majority of the movie here.
Yeah.
Especially those end credits. So be warned right now.
Yep.
And that's all. I mean, the movie's been out like 2 weeks, so you've probably seen it by
now. Yeah, true.
Right? If you wanted to know about this movie, chances are you've seen it already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But there you go. I'm going to go to Anthony first. Anthony, tell me about The Winter Soldier. Did you like it? Did you hate it?
I enjoyed it. It was a Marvel movie through and through. It's kind of what I expected.
What do you mean by it's a Marvel movie like through and through?
There's, at the beginning, it's the character setup, but a lot of funny quips by the main character, and then it goes straight into action, and then the action progressively gets more insane as the movie goes on.
Mm-hmm.
All while being very witty.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much every main character in Marvel is what they got to do.
Yep.
But I am someone who, like, I absolutely hated the first Captain America movie.
What are your thoughts on Captain America in general?
Captain America's cool.
Okay.
I like the whole super soul. Like, he's not yet a superhuman, or he doesn't have, like, superpowers, but he's still within, like, the human range. Like, he can run forever and stuff like that, which obviously we can't do.
Yeah.
But he's not, like, shooting lasers from his eyes and stuff like that. So right. I thought his kind of stuff was always interesting. And I think they showed off a lot more of what Captain America is, like, what I want to see him do, which is, like, parkour, cool hand-to-hand fights, him using his super strength to his advantage,
right,
and stuff like that. And I really enjoyed it. Like, all these the action sequences in these movies were insane. The one-on-one fights with the Winter Soldier were amazing. And
mm-hmm.
just all the minute details they put into their fights and stuff. And even just simple chase scenes. Like, the one scene through the apartment building when Cap was just mowing through doors and stuff like that.
Oh, when he turned into the Hulk?
Yeah, when he turned into the Hulk.
Yeah.
That was really cool. And I really enjoyed this movie. Some of the stuff was really obvious, like, what's-his-face is never going to die. The guy, Samuel Jackson's character.
Nick?
Yeah, Nick Fury. Like, it's like, oh, Nick Fury's dead. I'm like, no, he's not. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. But
well, I mean, you got to come from this. The movie is marketed to those who don't know anything about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So.
And I also like the little twist with them bringing back that scientist from the first movie.
Oh,
Baron Zola?
There you go. Like, his name is escaping me.
Yeah, like he kept his brain in a computer.
Yeah. I do cool. Like how they got him into like a computer screen.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I really enjoyed that. But yeah, overall the movie was great. And like we'll talk about the after credit stuff too.
Yeah, sure, we will.
Yeah. They also name drop a lot of people.
Yeah.
The one thing that got me excited was that they name dropped Stephen Strange.
Yeah, that's been making the rounds as like the big Easter egg. I'm like, I don't get it. They name drop people all the time in all these movies.
I don't, there's just something about like, because I remember watching a short movie, a Marvel movie on the origins of Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. and I really like his origin story.
Yeah.
And if they do an origin story for him, that'd be cool. And like, I'd like to see what Hollywood can do with that and how they would actually portray the more mystical side of Marvel.
Right.
Yeah. But overall, I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was great from beginning to end. And then end again.
Oh, okay. Cool. Blavin, you are the renowned Captain America enthusiast in the room.
Okay, so the number one thing I want to talk about in this movie...
Hold on, before you start.
Yeah.
Before you talk about this movie, if I recall correctly, you weren't here for a Captain America the First Avenger review.
Were they not?
Nope, you were not. I remember that. You were leaving for Japan that week.
Okay.
So just to refresh everyone's memory... How did you feel about that movie, first of all?
Oh my god, that movie was so sick!
Okay, so going into this, we know there's heavy bias.
Yeah. So, how I felt about this movie was so sick! It was super sick! So, first of all, like the highlight of this movie is that Chris Evans is Captain America.
Again,
and
for
like, Chris
the second
Evans
time.
Also plays Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
And he's hella fit. And there's
like in the first one and the Avengers.
And that there's one scene where he's talking to Samuel Jackson and his ass is just in your face. That ass.
Yeah, I didn't understand who that shot was for.
It was for fangirls. It's for fangirls.
It was for me. Fangirls and Blavin.
And Tumblr. Okay.
And
Tumblr.
So it was in IMAX 3D, so it was glorious. Okay. I feel like I could touch it.
Okay.
And it did.
Okay.
And that's my movie review.
Oh, that's it. Wow.
No, man, this movie was so sick. The hand-to-hand fights were sick. George St. Pierre was in it. And I didn't realize that George St. Pierre could do that stuff.
Yeah,
he was flipping around.
I was like, that guy's way more acrobatic than I would have thought.
Yeah, right? He was flipping around, doing backflips and stuff. And S.H.I.E.L.D.'s, I like how they did more S.H.I.E.L.D. play with Cap.
Mm-hmm.
He's bouncing it off unnecessary angles for great effect.
I feel like Cap would be really good at pool.
Yeah, like
him and Cyclops would be good.
Yeah.
See what's up, you know?
Just battle. The only S.H.I.E.L.D. thing that was really pissing me off is he threw the S.H.I.E.L.D. once at the Winter Soldier and he caught it.
Yeah.
And the next time he sees him, he throws it at him again. Like, really?
What?
It's maybe
like, it's like Batman and Batarangs.
I'm like, what did you think was going to happen? And then he did it a third time. I'm like, oh man, this is getting lame.
And so the hand-to-hand combats, like Anthony said, were very cool. It really highlighted the choreography and the kind of... It's small, minute details when they fight. For example, when the Winter Soldier's using his knife, he would drop it, catch it with another hand, try to swipe at Cap.
So yeah, I would say that knife fight is impressive.
Yeah, it's those little things that really... Once you watch it, it's very impressive, but you don't really know why until you watch it again, and then you say, oh, wow, so that's what happened there, because everything happened so quick. And what I really was impressed about as well is the way they portrayed the Falcon, because...
Really?
Because, I mean, his character is just not...
I hate the Falcon.
Oh, I know. Like, I mean, he's not the coolest.
Yeah.
He's a guy with metal wings.
Yeah.
It was just interesting how they picked that, and they did a really good job of making his sequences interesting. For example, in the helicarrier and what, and making him relevant in the movie. I mean, there's a lot of ways they could have gone where he wasn't relevant. For example, storming some sort of stronghold doesn't really fly inside, a building and whatever. But the fact that they did this whole helicarrier thing made it very exciting to watch him do aerial battles and whatnot.
Yes.
And also didn't have to limit Cap to fighting in a airplane or anything like that.
Right.
So it was kind of in the vein of Iron Man. So you get the Iron Man stuff plus the Cap stuff kind of thing.
Because
then he's flying around and then Cap's doing the ground stuff. I'm really also impressed by the way they tied in basically all of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
The fact that they had its collapse and everything in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they put those kind of, that kind of conflict in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Cap and Black Widow would be the closest to S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Not really Iron Man or any of the other Avengers.
Yeah.
So I really liked this storyline.
Yeah.
And the cameos from other actors were cool too. There's Abed from
Community.
I feel like his cameo was wasted.
I know. I felt like he would have said something a little more.
Like he was, I was waiting for him to say something a bit
for Abed-y? The fall. Yeah, a little bit Abed-y.
Yeah, I'm just like, and he didn't. And I'm like, oh.
The way he acted though was still like kind of the same. I felt like just his overall movement and gestures and stuff.
I don't think so.
I think they just took him and they said, "You're going to be a grunt. Here we go."
Yeah, because he could have done. He wasn't as, you know how Abed in the show is very kind of.
For context, we're talking about Abed from Community.
Community. Yeah, okay. Abed is very quick and kind of bird-like. He moves his head really quickly.
Yeah. He didn't have that here.
He didn't have that. I have a picture of him going, "Oh, there's something on the thing. Oh, check it out." And then he walks over.
Yeah.
But he said it very normally.
Yeah. He turned into like.
A real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a human being.
So I was very impressed with this movie. I liked it a lot. I would watch Chris Evans' butt again. And so, I think I'll go see it multiple times.
Fair
and
game.
I think that once this comes out, I have to make sure that my TV doesn't get those. You can't have those anymore, right? Where an image is frozen on there for too long and just blends it onto there. Because I'm just going to pause it at that point.
Yeah, get a CRT monitor.
Yeah, I'm just going to pause it at his bum.
Is that just going to be your wallpaper?
Nah, just, yeah. And my background wallpaper, too.
Okay.
My phone and stuff.
So. How'd you guys feel about...
Scarlett Johansson's bum? Not as good as Chris Evans' bum.
It's better.
No, she had a wicked shot there.
I know, she did, didn't she?
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's well-placed. No, I was going to ask about Captain America movie has a neighbor.
Oh,
did you guys? Her name's Sharon Carter. Did you guys watch the Marvel short?
No.
Mikey, what was it from? Was it the Iron Man or the Thor 2 DVD that had it?
It would have to be No, it's not Iron Man.
It's Thor. Thor 2 had the Sharon Carter short. I didn't watch it, but I now want to go back and watch it because she seems kind of cool. Because I went into that movie thinking like, oh, I had no idea. That was a surprise.
But, that she was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah, but I feel like if I had watched that short,
you already knew.
Yeah, and it would have been different.
Okay.
And, like, it would have been understandable as to why she's like, no, I don't want to go hang out with you. Okay. For me, this is a great movie. Remember how I said, like, Thor 2 was the best Star Wars film?
Yeah.
This is the best Bourne trilogy film.
Yeah.
Because this is what it is. It's the Bourne identity. It's what it is. And I really like that. I do feel like there was a little bit of a bait and switch with the name of this movie. I feel like it shouldn't have been called Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. featuring Captain America.
Featuring Captain America.
Like, don't. That's not to say the movie's bad. I just feel like the focus is wrong because, I don't know. I was expecting a lot more Winter Soldier
stuff
and plot, but he just turns out to be a grunt someone's hired.
Yeah, he appears at key moments and then
and his character stuff doesn't really get resolved, barely gets touched upon.
Yeah.
But the fight scenes are wicked. Like, what I really like about the fight scenes in this movie are they feel very acrobatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone really worked hard. It's like, okay, this guy doesn't have superpowers, what would he do that could make him stand out? And it's like, oh yeah, Cap is very parkour, he'd like to be gymnastic filled and stuff, and it's really cool.
For me, at least, it reminded me of like really like Chinese action movies, like just the really in-depth hand-to-hand combat and stuff
like The Raid.
That. Yeah, like The Raid.
Yeah.
Like The Raid. Or like any Donnie Yen movie.
Yeah. The knife, like I will say, the first time Cap fights Winter Soldier and the Winter Soldier pulls out the knife, just insane. And I was thinking, like, how did they even film this? And then it hit me, wait, that knife is CG. There's just no way.
For real. It's a real knife.
Yeah, there's no way.
They can do that kind of stuff. I mean,
no, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
But Hollywood probably wouldn't take that much time.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, it's this little blade. Even if it was real, I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference if it was CG or not.
Yeah.
At that scale.
And it's moving so fast. You know?
Yeah, and the way like the reflection hits perfectly, so you can see it spinning. Like, it's either real and touched up with lighting effects, or just all CG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In the first movie, I always felt Even in sort of Avengers, I never felt like Chris Evans really was Captain America. Like, there was always something off. But I felt like in this movie, like, he fits into the role finally. And I believe him. Like, okay, you are Captain America. You are Steve Rogers. I love his Commander Rogers suit. Hate how he had to ditch it because he didn't want to be part of
it. Commander Rogers suit was sick.
It is the coolest suit. And I feel like he should just never wear anything else.
Yeah.
I really like that suit for the movie.
What about his Under Armour suit when he's running?
When he's running?
What does he say when he's running?
To the left?
No. What?
On your left. Oh!
On your left. On your left, on right? Your left. So is he telling him because he wants him to move out of the way? He's passing by?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
That's all it is.
All right, cool. I thought so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, speaking of the Falcon, like, you know, the Falcon, I feel like he was just a character that Marvel really wants to push hard. He's appearing in all the latest comics, he's in the newest cartoon, and like Marvel's like, we need to push this character.
You know what, though, dude? The Falcon isn't really that far off. He's been around for a while.
He has. He's just not very relevant. Like, for me, the weird part is that considering this is a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie, what happened to Hawkeye?
Because he was very close to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
In the Avengers, right?
Right. Like they did the awesome thing of bringing Colby Smulders back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what about Hawkeye? Because I feel like it could either have been Hawkeye or Falcon, right? I don't think. Like, to me, they're different characters, but they could have filled the same role to me.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the whole undercover stuff. The wittiness was cool until Scarlett Johansson's character got really girly.
Really girly?
Where she's like, I want to set you up with this. Is
that
your first kiss?
Yeah.
I was like, that's a little out of character. Like, with this Natasha Russian chick, would she really be, like... I guess whatever.
Whatever, it's just for fun.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, it just took me out for a little bit. I'm like, I understand Captain America saying that stuff because he's a Boy Scout, but this hardened agent, I just was like, okay, whatever.
Whatever, I still bought it.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's not like... If you're digging that hard, it's like, you can dig all the comic stuff you want. Like, if they're like, oh, this doesn't seem like the comic characters, it's gamble. What would they, right? I mean, it's not like...
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just feeling like it was a little out of place.
Yeah.
Like, I just never felt like... Because in all her appearances, from Iron Man 2 to the Avengers, she was pretty stone cold, pretty hard, right?
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, the only time she wasn't was when she was undercover and Stark didn't know who she was.
I felt she was kind of no nonsense, yeah.
Yeah. She was all business.
I guess I didn't get that.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, if that's what they want to do with the character, that's what they want to do with the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was a good movie. I like how Captain America wasn't wearing the costume 24/7. He only put it on when he needed to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a bit silly that he pulled out his World War II costume.
It was also silly that he left his shield in his
apartment. So, yeah, how many shields does he have?
One.
No, because in the beginning, his shield was blue.
Yeah.
And then he goes home and there's one that's there that's red.
Got a pee job.
I don't think it was red. I think it's just the lighting.
I don't. I didn't pay that.
Cap
much attention.
Only has one shield.
I know Cap as having one shield and like there's one Cap shield.
That's why it's confusing me. How come like the shield in the opening scene when they're storming that deck, his shield is blue.
Okay.
But at home when he picks the one up from the thing, it's red.
I don't think it was dark.
No, it's trust me. I'll show you the movie screenshots from filming. It's blue.
Maybe it's just a continuity error, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's why I didn't understand like if it was a stealth shield or something.
That'd be cool. shield.
All I know is just he has one shield.
No, that's what I thought. That's why I was wondering if you guys knew what was going on there.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's a good movie. And the question I guess I want to ask you guys is, where does this rank in your Marvel movie rankings now?
One.
This is your favorite? It surpasses Avengers?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Not only because it's the newest. It's not because it's the newest, sorry. It's because I think I had more fun with this than I did with the Avengers. I think I could watch this over and over again. The Avengers, not so much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's 2 for me, just under the Avengers.
Just under the Avengers?
Yeah. Like, I was thinking if it'll take over Iron Man 2, but I don't know. I think it's kind of even for that. Maybe it's like a 2-3 tie for Iron Man 2.
Oh, you really like Iron Man
2. I like Iron Man 2. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, this is probably on one of the better ones. I don't know if it's... For me, it's probably third or fourth best for me.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Avengers is the best one out there. But, yeah, no, this is a great film. I think I think for me, the one thing that I was most excited about this movie actually doesn't have to do with the movie at all. And it's how it affects the TV show.
Oh, have they done the changes already?
Yeah, so like the episode that airs right after this movie released follows up on that. And the episode changes everything. Like, this movie changes everything in the episode.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you're reading a comic, right? Say the TV show was a comic, this was the event. Oh, the movie was the event, and then this is how it changes that comic.
Okay.
So, yeah. But did you guys want to talk about the after-the-credits sequence?
Yep.
So the first one was...
How about we go backwards? Because second one is meaningless.
Oh, yeah, true.
No, it's not.
What?
No.
It reveals two characters.
What are you talking about? What? He's talking about the last one.
Yeah, the last
one. I thought the last one was with the two dudes.
What are you talking about? Last one was with Bucky.
Oh, okay, that
where he goes to the museum and he sees that his identity.
Yeah.
So what, were you going to say something on that,
Luke? I think that it's pretty significant.
Really?
Because it gives me away something that could happen in the future, like very, very likely.
Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, so the guy who is head of the Strike Force, I forget his name, but he's, I think, Copperhead.
Okay.
He's the guy who shoots Captain America.
Oh!
So, like, I know that
you guys... I never got his name.
That's the thing, right? You guys, like, when you dig deeper, that one was more subtle, but I think more impacting.
Yeah.
Because Bucky now knows that he's a good guy. He can take over for Cap. So I think they're going to kill Cap in the future.
Chris Evans did want
to... See, like, I don't know. See, like, now aren't you... Don't you think you're digging a little too far there?
No, the guy's name is the guy who kills Captain America. And they saved him at the end.
Uh-huh.
They could just have left him, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just... I don't know why they keep Bucky around. I think they're going to kill Cap. Because, I mean... He can't be Cap forever. And so, like, that's an event that they could do. Like, he can just kill
him. I guess it would line up with the timing. I mean, you're right. Chris Evans did say, I'm only here for six films.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I'm out. So.
And he's already, like, halfway, right?
Yeah. This is his third film, yeah.
This is the third film, right? And so, like, because I knew that the guy, they didn't save him for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wouldn't have shown that. Because, like, he looked pretty insignificant as a grunt.
Mm-hmm.
But if they saved him, then they're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So then I looked a little deeper, and I'm like, oh, shit. I should have known the guy's name.
Okay.
He was the guy who killed Cap.
The guy they saved was the dude from Warrior.
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
He's Copperhead?
Yeah. Okay. Or Copperhead or whatever the guy is.
Okay. Crossbones?
Huh? Crossbones. Crossbones. Oh, yeah, that's that Crossbones.
Okay.
He's the one who shoots, like, Cap. And so, like, I'm like, oh, okay. This makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know Steve Rogers wasn't Cap anymore.
What? Like, we told you this a lot.
I don't know. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I just didn't remember.
We were talking about it for, like, months. Bucky has the triangle shield. He had a gun. Everybody's saying, why does Captain America have a gun?
And Captain America's suit is...
Oh, like I thought he just had, like, a... I thought this was just, like, he was alongside him.
No.
Oh, no. He takes the place.
Okay, he takes the place, like, fully. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was pretty significant.
Yeah.
Because it shows that they're not just gonna... Like, if they didn't have that scene at the end, then Bucky's gone. I thought, that's fine. Okay, Bucky's gone. He was a one-time thing. But now it's like, I think we're planning for it.
I always just thought it was just the... Because Bucky's storyline, it never gets resolved in this movie. And I always just thought, he's obviously coming back for the third Captain America.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's going to be what you're saying, what you're proposing it's going to be. Yeah. I just thought it was just going to be like, oh, hey.
Oh, I thought the opposite. Because in my mind, I already know who Bucky's going to be. So the final sequence nailed it in the coffin that they're going to do something with him. Because if they literally... left him and they didn't resolve his thing, that's it for Bucky. I could be them, yeah, we just cut out Bucky, that's it. He's in here for this movie, that's it. But now that they put this in there, they said, oh, okay, we're going to do something. And the only thing that I think that they could do is that, which is very exciting, because it's going to be something that's going to be very shocking to people who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, it's pretty, pretty sweet. But yeah, I like that last sequence a lot.
Okay. So then we'll talk about the other one that hypes up, I believe, The Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Do you want to describe that one as well?
So this one is Baron... I forget his name. Baron von Strucker. He has a scepter. Is it the scepter of Loki?
Yeah, Loki's scepter. Yeah.
So he has it in his possession. He's talking to another Hydra agent, and they're talking that they don't really have time for all these petty quarrels because they have more important work to do. And they said they were experimenting on people and that there's a lot of people who died. But there were some survivors. And they showed two people behind glass.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're supposed, they don't really say their names, but they say that they're twins. Yes. They also call them miracles because they can't call them mutants. So the two people you're supposed to kind of, it gives it away what they're doing in their cell.
Yeah.
So the first one on the left, he's streaking around his cell, hitting the walls and showing off his sweet biceps.
Mm-hmm.
It is the actor from Kick-Ass. What was his name? Apparently he's uncredited too.
I forget his name.
Yeah, I forget his name as well. So he's Quicksilver.
Yep.
And another girl is Elizabeth Olsen or something.
The old, who is youngest.
Not, who is not... Oh, is she an Olsen sister?
Yeah.
But not a twin?
Yeah, she's just the youngest.
Oh, interesting. She is playing with blocks, and she looks super young, but I think that she's, like, 20s, right?
Yeah, I think the movie makes her look young.
Yeah,
but
it's super young.
But, like, if you see her in the...
Real life.
Yeah, she's...
She's a full-grown woman, right?
Yeah.
She's playing with blocks, and then at the end, she just crushes one of the blocks with her mind.
Yeah.
And because she's using red sort of kinetic energy or something...
Yeah, it's
like
wispy red lines.
Red lines. Yeah, you're supposed to say it's the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. That's how crazy. Which was weird because they said it was going to talk about Ultron, but I don't think that talks anything about Ultron. I mean, so no tech there. It's like not really any tech, not really any AI. It's just kind of like two mutants. So I guess I don't understand what the whole deal is with like them putting in mutants when they don't have the rights to the word mutants.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on here.
Really know.
So what do you guys think?
Yeah, it's at this point, I've always seen these things as just expected. It's like, oh. And like they're fun little things, but they don't hype me up like they used to anymore.
Yeah, see, I wasn't excited about this thing.
Like, I remember the build-up to the Avengers was like, oh, wow, they're going to do an Avengers movie. But it's like...
This has no linear line that I can see.
Before each one of them made sense, it's like, oh, we're going towards common goal. Now I can't tell which one of these are hyping up Guardians or which one's hyping up the next sequel.
Yeah.
Or is it the Avengers? Or is
For me, it's more, what are these two guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, this has nothing to do with Ultron, I don't think.
Yeah.
And it's just... What exactly is this for?
For a second, I thought they were just cross-promoting X-Men.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Speaking of cross-promotion, I saw the Quicksilver for X-Men.
Yeah.
Eating, like, a burger or something.
Mm-hmm.
For an ad.
Mm-hmm.
He looks way lamer than the X-Men for this one. For the Quicksilver on this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of fan outrage on that.
Yeah, he looks really lame. The Quicksilver for the Disney Avengers?
Yeah.
Like, he looks sick.
Yeah.
Silver hair and everything.
I don't really know what the complaints are about, because I remember looking at what Quicksilver looks like in the comics, and I'm like, he doesn't really look that cool to begin with.
Yeah, but I mean, he has a slick back hair, it's good looking.
I guess.
The one from Days of Future Past just looks like a punk.
He does look like a punk.
Yeah, it's just whatever, you
he
know?
He does.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ultron, did you guys see how, so you guys knew Vision was in the movie, right?
Yo.
Did you read up how they are introducing his character?
No. What is he gonna do?
He's Jarvis.
Oh. Oh, you know what? I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, so Tony's AI in his suit becomes Vision.
Oh, pretty crazy.
Which,
I can see that.
You know, I guess sort of makes some sort of sense, considering Iron Man is quote-unquote out of the game.
You know what? I think we should just stop, like, thinking that they're going to follow the comics in any way, because they can just throw any left ball they want.
Yeah, no.
All we're going to have to hope for is just name drop.
No, I agree. That's why when you said, like, the whole Bucky Crossbones thing, I was like, are you sure? Like,
yeah.
That's why I was like, who knows? It could be different.
Because now that you say that, it's...
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going on anymore.
What
is real?
Speaking of Iron Man, why didn't they just call up Iron Man?
Yeah, I know, right?
Movie, right?
Because, I mean, where was he when all this stuff was going down? Just ignoring
it? See, that's the problem with now that the Avengers movie has happened. Like, it happened in Iron Man 3. It's like, there's this world thing, destroying thing called the Mandarin. Yo, what happened to S.H.I.E.L.D.? The world's most high-tech organization. Why aren't they in on this?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's just supposed to assume that they know that Iron Man's on it kind of thing.
Did they? At the beginning of the movie,
I know,
Iron Man was dead.
I know, true.
Right? So... I just wish they would, like, have some sort of bullshit excuse as to why they're not there. Like,
yeah.
Thor's simple. Yo, he's in Asgard.
He's chilling.
You know, Bruce Banner,
he's meditating
in a forest.
He's in Himalayas.
Yeah. But Iron Man, Mr. I'm on TV all the time. And they name drop Stark and Iron Man, like, a billion times throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, I don't know. Stupid complaints. I know. Rate this one.
Five cap shields out of five.
Anthony?
Five out of five.
I'm going four.
Oh. I know what lost you.
What?
Not enough Sephiroth.
That's always it, right?
That's always it. That's
always it.
I just knew it. I knew that Vince wasn't satisfied.
I needed that white hair and obscenely long katana.
I know. I just... God. Right. I got you nailed.
You're right. That's exactly
so what lost the point?
I don't know. Like, I really like this movie. I just feel like it wasn't the movie I was expecting it to be.
But it's the one you deserve.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I like this movie from start to finish. It probably has the best car chase sequence in recent years that I can remember. The fight scenes are great, but there was just something about it that I felt was a little... You know what? It's when Captain America had to flashback to all his shit that he has to deal with. I was out.
Flashback?
Also. Like, when he was on... flashing back to remembering Bucky, when he was going back to the training camp where he...
Oh, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, like, honestly, I didn't care for the Cap fiction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Like, I really like the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff, but when it came to, like, for me, when Cap appeared on the screen, if he wasn't fighting, I was bored.
I see.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong, his Apple Store appearance is awesome, but...
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's talking about his high cuts.
Yeah.
Like, that was great, but, yeah.
That's good.
Okay, let's move on.
Yo.
So, picks of the week time. Anthony, do you want to open this one up?
My pick is about Nintendo Direct happened, and they announced this game. I don't even know if it's a game. It's called Tomodachi Life.
Tomodachi Life?
Which I think it's just translates into Friend's Life.
It's kind of like the new Animal Crossing.
Yeah, it looks like the new Animal Crossing, but just bonkers. And so what you can do is import Miis, so your friend's Miis you've created in your creation and stuff like that. And it seems like you can play out what looks like soap opera dramas, but with your Miis, and it looks so weird. Like, they had one event where one of the Nintendo employees, one of the high-ranking guys, he wanted to confess his love to Samus on the beach, and then Reggie Fils-Aimé came out and said, "No, I love her too." And it's just, it has just, like, all this weird stuff, and, like, your Mii can be happy, unhappy, Sim-style. And they have their own life and personality in comparison to all the other Miis that happen.
Jeez,
it looks weird. It's like Sims, but with soap opera drama aspects, okay. And it looks really interesting. The trailer quotes the Nintendo Direct video is like 10 minutes long. I recommend watching it because it's just insanity. Apparently, it's really popular in Japan right now.
Yeah, it is very popular in Japan.
So. I'm pretty excited to actually see what it is. Like,
did they confirm this is coming out?
Yeah, it's coming out here. It's when? In June, I believe.
Well, that close.
Yeah. I think early June.
Full price game?
I have no clue. I don't know what the price is. I just know it's coming out this summer.
Okay.
Looks weird.
Very, very cool. Speaking of Nintendo Directs, my pick is also a Nintendo Direct, probably a big Nintendo Direct. It was the Super Smash Brothers Nintendo Direct. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched this. I don't know if you heard about the news.
Heard a couple characters. I don't know if I know all the characters. Mm-hmm. But I know, like, Greninja's in it.
Yeah.
Charizard has its own solo spot.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there's no more, like, transforming characters.
Yep.
I don't remember what else happened.
Okay, so they announced that there's going to be two versions, one on the 3DS, one on the Wii U. 3DS comes out in the summer. Mm-hmm. Wii U comes out in the winter.
Okay.
And you've already known that they have two different art styles.
Yeah.
They went through a whole bunch of minute stuff, like they're bringing back favorite stages from past Smash Brothers versions.
So all the final destinations, like all the different art incarnations.
What?
All the different incarnations of Final Destination.
I'll get to that. But the 3DS and the Wii U versions won't have identical... They won't have the same stages.
Oh, wow.
They'll be different.
Cool.
Like, they'll be in the same world, but they'll be different. As for Final Destination, they understand that there is a competitive community to Smash Brothers. So, when you play online, there's going to be two modes. For fun, where it's all any stage, any items, and for glory. Final Destination only. No items.
All Fox.
However, instead of just making a Final Destination, there's a Final Destination version for every stage.
Oh, okay.
So if you go to, like, Mario, the background will be, like, 1-1.
But just a flat.
But yeah, okay. And they showed multiple different ones. It's like, and they have different soundtracks to go with it too. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's kind of cool.
Makes it more interesting than just staring at space.
Mm-hmm. Too distracting.
Yeah, I bet you someone's gonna bullshit.
The like sprites that. On this screen are making the game lag, and I can't wave dash properly.
Yeah. There's going to be. I can't remember in the last Smash Brothers there was a assistant trophies, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Like where full characters came in and helped you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so those are back. Like you said, there's no more transforming characters. So Sheik slash Zelda or Samus slash Samus is Jersey, not happening. Yeah. Instead, they split them up, but they gave each of their different versions power-ups to combat that. So Sheik has way more ninja moves. Cool. And for Samus, they gave her jet boots.
Oh, I see.
So she can be way more agile. And that's really it. They showed off Little Mac, and he is a beast on the ground, but in the air, he's useless. His recovery won't save you, like when you're in the air, which is cool. And they showed off a 3DS-specific mode called, I think it's like Smash Dash? I don't know. Smash and Run? Okay. Basically, you remember when you're playing through the single player and there's like the Smash the Targets or the... What's the other one they had?
Race to the Finish?
Yeah, it's a combination of that.
Huh.
With both of those together. It's four people on the same place. You can't interact with each other. And you either smash enemies or targets, and you get power-ups. And they'll modify like your stats, like your HP, or your strength, your speed. And then after you have all your modifiers, you go into battle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's cool, I guess. Like, they showed, like, two different versions of, like, a Pikachu. One went for speed, the other one for, like, defense. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool. But, Smash Brothers is looking really, really neat. There's not really much else to say on it, I think.
Does the 3DS version have multiplayer?
Mm-hmm.
Online multiplayer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw their online rules. There's, like, rules to not be banned on Smash Bros.
Yeah.
And, like, one of them was don't pick on one person. Mm-hmm. Like, if you relentlessly pick on one person, it's a bannable offense, apparently. There's, like, weird stuff like that.
Yeah, they do have... Yeah, they did reveal that, like, how to not get banned on Nintendo. But Nintendo has the weirdest policies online. Like,
If a person's losing, beat them more.
That's what I thought.
I mean, they lose faster.
Yeah.
They lose faster.
No, seriously. Like, what are you going to do?
Then they can be the best
at That's losing. A strategy. You get one character out of there faster, right?
Yeah, there's less people.
Yeah. So, I don't understand what it womp is. Womp. They're also going to have their version of a true skill stat, so people...
Every time you mention tournament mm-hmm. or true skill
mm-hmm.
or fight for glory
yeah.
in Smash Bros.,
yeah.
I cringe.
And it's going to be a stat that you're going to be able to tell your friends that, hey, I'm better than 300,000 of these players. So there you go.
You're still battling other people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what a fighting game is.
Yeah. If you're playing without items, you're playing wrong.
Well,
Smash
say,
balls only.
Like, I'm sure it's not like your traditional fighter, but you're still fighting.
I still think it's a fighting game.
You are still fighting.
Yeah, but like, that's if you take true. Away the elements that make it a party game, it's a fighting game.
Yeah.
Well, what makes it not a fighting game then?
The fact that it's a party game. Like, I can add elements to Street Fighter.
To make
like,
it a party game?
Yeah, if I just put it... But, it, like, at its core, it's still a fighting game. Like, at the core of Smash Bros., it's a fighting game.
It's a
party game. I wouldn't say Mario Kart is a sim. Like, is a true racing game. Like,
no.
It's just an arcade, like...
It's, yeah, and an arcade racing game is a genre. What are you talking about?
But it's its own... I don't know. I don't think that Smash Bros. Is, like, a true... Like on the level of Street Fighter or like a Guilty Gear.
I don't think it started out as one, but I think the direction and development because of the community shifted it towards that way.
If they can prove me wrong with this new,
so it's not complex enough for you to warrant it to be a fighting game.
Yeah.
Then how do you feel about Dive Kick?
That's just a flash game. They just took a Newgrounds game and then put it on the console.
I would argue it's a fighting game, man.
I'd argue you fight in it.
I mean, I would argue, I don't know, Street Fighter 2 has the same amount of complexity as Smash Brothers.
Oh, wow. Oh. Holy smokes, that's a good one.
Like, if you ask me, like, you compare the GameCube Smash Brothers to Street Fighter 2, that's the same complexity of fighting.
But fighting games have evolved for so long.
But it doesn't matter. You're still saying that's a fighting game. So I don't see the difference.
No, if something like I'm saying, like if something from like Street Fighter 2 is a weird case because people that's like where
okay, you can't say it's a weird
I don't think Street Fighter 2 is really interesting competitively at all. Like I think that's more
different question.
That's just a quarter eater. That's just something people made, and then like Smash Bros, they took it very seriously. And then when Third Strike happened and 4 happened, they took it in a direction where people can play competitively, where people can get like they added all this depth to it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like on that How You Know Gaming, like combo system was just an accident.
Then yeah. What about the depth that people made with like Smash Bros, where they learned how to wave dash and stuff?
That's cool. Like I think that's cool, but I don't think the game really supports that kind of stuff. Like I can find out weird glitches and stuff in any game, but it doesn't change it from something it's not. Like if the next installment of Smash Bros and they take it and they make it more serious, I will be like, okay, starting from here, Smash Bros is
so what would a make, fighting what game. Would make it not what would make it serious for you?
Like something that's not just where me, like, just repeatedly tapping you once over and over again is what, like, when I watch Smash Bros. Is what it seems like. It's, like, Edgeguard forever or just, like, kind of tap you and get out, tap you and get out.
So...
But that's how I feel when I watch Street Fighter 4.
Street Fighter 4, though, has, like, so much, like, all the cross-ups, the different frame advantages and stuff like that. That I really...
Sure, it's a bit more complex, but, okay, fine. I'll bring it back to Street Fighter 2. That's how I feel when I watch that game.
No, I mean... So, the thing is, like, so you're saying that, like, okay, for Street Fighter, they have cross-ups. They have wake-ups and stuff.
They have a lot of mechanics that work with the strategy.
So you're saying that edge-guarding those mechanics that they have for wake-ups when you're on the edge, those don't count for you?
No. Just not really. Like, it's like, because the ledge part is mainly to get onto the stage. And edge guarding is cool while, like, I'm going to deny you from getting up on the stage. And it is a strategy, but I don't know. It's just, it feels different to me.
I don't know. Like, what you're saying, like, to me, it just sounds like Street Fighter 4 has more. And that's it. And, like, but to me, it's just. Smash Brothers, I'll admit, yeah, has less mechanics you get to play around with,
mm-hmm.
but at its core, it's still a fighting game to me. Like, if I were to compare it to, I'm going to go way beyond and go to real-life racing. If I were to compare go-karting to Formula One, clearly one has way more things to deal with, but at its heart, it's still racing, and okay. It's still the same. And that's how I feel about Smash Brothers versus Street Fighter or Third Strike or whatever else is out there.
Yeah, okay. I just don't feel that way. I don't feel that Smash Bros. Yeah. It, okay. Like, in the same way as your comparison as, like you take, like, a lower end of a racing sport.
Yeah.
I don't feel it that it's the same way as Smash Bros. Is a lower end of a fighting game. Like, if Street Fighter was Formula One,
yeah.
I don't feel that Smash Bros. Is even go-karting.
Okay.
And my stance on it is that I think that you can make Smash Bros. Complex enough to make it an actual fighting game, depending on how you play the game.
Okay.
Like, it has the capacity to be that complex. I mean, I can see where you're coming from, where it doesn't have these mechanics. But you have to admit that the people who practice edgeguarding, who practice meteor smashing, who practice timing it so that their opponent cannot recover, that's very, very, very complicated. And I think that it's... I know it's not as complicated as, like... Mm-hmm. Roman canceling all that kind of crap.
And like Guilty Gear shit.
But yeah. That's still super complicated. I mean, have you tried that shit?
It's hard. It's
super
yeah.
complicated. And I mean...
It's cool. Like the ice climbers...
I think maybe you're just seeing it because it's like cartoony and like, you know, it's like not traditional health bars.
I don't know. It's like every anime game is like kind of like that.
Yeah. And I know what you mean. It looks like a party game. But like when you play competitively, it doesn't look like one. It's just like... They're very quick. They, like, move. It doesn't look like a party game at all. And I feel like that's one of the things that I like about Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It can transition from a party game to a sweet-looking fighting game.
Okay.
Because, like, you're saying, like, oh, they tap once or twice. And I'm like, Anthony, don't they have a word for that? Don't they have a word for that in Spear Fighter? Like, poking? Like, if you see people who are just poking people out with, like, low kicks, that's the same thing, man.
Yeah, but the low kicks usually lead to something more. Like, the whole match isn't me just going poke, 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 and stuff like that.
Yeah, it can. It's like, look at Blaze. He low kicks you, then Hadoukens you. And then he does that for the rest of the match sometimes.
Like, there's obviously added complexity to that, but...
I'm just saying, it just has the capacity to be a fighting game.
Like, I'll reverse it, too. I still think that, like, fighting games at their heart are still party games to me. Like, because...
Well, I don't see that.
Oh, no, I don't...
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, like, when are you... Like, I've never bought a fighting game with the intent of...
Yeah. It's like, hey, guys, come over and two of us will play at a time. I don't think that's the case when you buy Street Fighter, that's what you want.
No, right? But I remember the first time I bought my PS2, I bought Soul Calibur 2.
Two.
And you know what I did? I at high school, I remember, friends came over to my house, and we didn't play competitively. It was a
social experience. Yeah, no, same here, but I think for that, like, that comes more with the group of people you play them with, rather than the game itself.
And that's how I feel about Smash Bros. That's why I feel like it's justifiable just to be a fighting game as much as Street Fighter is.
I like the other... I think I only think the other way. Yeah. Because it's like, hey, there's four of us. You two get full. You guys aren't good. Me and TJ are going to play out. Okay. Yeah, I understand. This is a cool conversation, though. Like, it's just... There's a huge, like, disparity between them. But, like, I mean, how do you feel when it's on Twitch, eh?
What? Oh, when it's on Twitch? It's cool to watch. Like when people do, like... I'll say the Ice Climbers, like, infinite combo and stuff like that.
Yeah, that
kind of stuff is super cool.
Yeah.
But, like, every time I watch them, I'm like, you could be playing... Like, if you just put that much time into, like, Street Fighter, like, why? Yeah,
so I understand what you mean. It's like me going to Magic and then seeing a stream for, like, Monopoly one-on-one.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, snap, he brought Warlock Boulevard. This game is over.
If person was like, yo, I'm a competitive Mario Party player, and it's like, okay, why don't you just play chess if you just want like a one-on-one battle thing?
But I think it's because, like, when you see these Smash Bros, there's two people, they're fighting, like, you know, they're attacking each other, blocking and stuff. So I felt like maybe, you know, if you look at it, it's just at the core, it's what it is, right?
Oh, speaking of which, you can do one-on-one battles, Final Destination, on the new Smash Bros.
Fox only?
I don't know.
Of course.
You can do it.
They just sit on the other edge of the screen, just shoot each other with their bullets. And then finally, whoever hits each other first dies.
Someone does a reflector and it's like, oh crap!
How dare you?
Your shield breaks on that, right?
No. I don't know. Does it?
It doesn't. The reflector?
Yeah.
It can break?
Yeah.
Man!
I think I remember I tried it one time. Like, we just reflector battled. And it breaks.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I guess I'm so good I never got that.
And then you get to stun.
Oh my god.
Oh my jeez.
Yeah. But anyways.
I just pick Ike and then hold forward A until someone comes near me and then I let go. Or I pick Captain Falcon. I press B until it works.
Captain Falcon. Oh, he's a good character. Okay, so that's it for the Smash Brothers talk. Blaven, did you have a pick or something?
Yeah, I have a pick. So I just remembered I watched a trailer for a movie. I can't remember who the main actor was, but Scarlett Johansson's in it. John Leguizamo is also in it. And it's a movie called Chef. So it's about, I forget who the main character is, but he works at a restaurant and then a massively important client comes in and is going to review the restaurant. And I think his boss is Dustin Hoffman. So the main character says to Dustin Hoffman, hey, maybe you should let me cook for this client. I can make a good dish. And Dustin Hoffman says, no, cook what is on my menu. And then they got a bad review. So then the main character gets frustrated. He has to cook for other people and cook their food, but he can make better food. So Robert Downey Jr. sells him a taco truck. And so he opens up this taco truck.
What is this?
Yeah, he opens up this taco truck because it's massively successful. And this movie looks awesome. So the main sell of this movie is that apparently it's like food porn. It's just food.
It's called Chef.
We have to see this.
I'll put it on the list.
Yeah, we've already seen this.
It's a food channel, but a movie.
When you said Scarlett Johansson movie, I'm like, she's getting a lot of precedent for, like, Lucy and Under the Skin, but I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is the one I want to see, so it's pretty good.
I want to see Tony Stark fund a taco truck.
It's so funny.
You know, now that you talk about Tony Stark, and I think I do know what you're talking about, I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
Yeah?
But,
yeah, it looks good. Yeah. Can't wait. I think it's next month, so.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of movie trailers, so during Captain America, there was the Spider-Man trailer. What did you guys feel about that?
Yeah, it's more of the same. I guess, come on.
Tele-Spider-Man.
I confirmed the Secret Six is coming, right?
It
has to be.
The one thing you did miss is that Venom's getting his own movie.
No.
Yes, he is.
Is it still Eric Foreman?
No.
Oh, lame.
No.
Is it going to be Donna?
And I think the Sinister Six are going to have their own movie, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Be sinister together?
Yes. I think it's a redemption tale on these bad guys.
No way.
Yeah. That's what I read. It's a redemption tale that brings them together.
I don't want that.
That will link into Spidey 4.
Oh, my. Oh, wait. So they all try to redeem themselves and then they battle Spidey again?
No, like, their redemption story happens, but I believe the conclusion is they become these bad dudes.
What?
It's like a reverse redemption story into crime.
Wait, but there's already three in this one.
Okay, then I really don't know.
Yeah, weird. Alright, well, I don't know. Maybe it's the three from this one try to redeem themselves. Mm. But then the three other ones, you're like, no, it's still good over in the Dark Side, we got cookies. And then boom.
We got cookies.
And then Sinister Six. It happens. And it's
all right,
Venom, huh?
Venom.
I guess so.
Well, how can you not have Venom?
Will it be against Carnage?
They're saying that Cassidy will show up. Whether or not it will be full Carnage, we don't know.
Who would he battle?
Venom?
Yeah.
The Hulk. Venom battled the Daily Bugle.
It'll be a political battle?
He's just punching the building.
Why are you giving Peter all these assignments?
Just 2 hours. He's like, oh man, it's going to crumble.
They really made this building solid.
Yeah,
we'll see. That seems pretty cool. I'm interested to see how they do it. I mean, he was super well done in Spider-Man. Couldn't do it. Couldn't give a straight face.
Yeah, I hope they pick a better actor.
Yeah. No. He's perfect.
Eric Foreman?
How many musical numbers do you think will happen in Spider-Man 2?
Are you still on the Brock Lesnar train?
I would love Brock Lesnar.
Who's Brock Lesnar going to be?
No, if he was Eddie Brock, if he was Venom.
Because they look exactly alike, and their names are alike, too.
That would be the best.
You could F5 someone, yes!
It is basically the perfect casting call.
Do you know what my favorite line in that trailer was?
What?
When he's talking to Harry, and Harry's like, what you been up to? He's like, a little bit of web design.
Ha!
That was my favorite line in that trailer.
But you hate puns.
I don't know why I really like that one.
Yeah, it was really cool how he did that one thing where he put his thumb...
To split it.
Yeah. That was sick.
I was like, you know what? They never explain how Spider-Man could do that. I like that.
He just knows, you know?
He just knows.
He made a thing that does it.
It was, snap, crackle, pop. I could make like a slingshot.
Yeah. All right, let's move on with the show.
Yeah, hello, listeners. You enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes, too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
So, on to our weeks. I'll open up the segment of the show, because mine's relatively short. I played Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Okay. That's random.
It was pretty fun.
It's really random.
Yo, it has like every character that you want, and then you could just switch them out, and they'll have like limited attacks. But it's fun to see stuff blow up and
like
pieces.
Fly around.
Yeah, I was Iron Man, and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna just shoot missiles at stuff, and then the Hulk obviously smashes everything.
I heard a lot of things blow up into Lego pieces.
They do, cool. They do. Spider-Man has some spider sense, and he can web sling.
There was an alien who had Thor's powers, kinda.
Better Ray Bill?
Yeah, he's in the game.
The horse?
Yo, Better Ray Bill's sick.
Yeah, he's in that game.
The guy who picks up the hammer and he's like, oh, I am worthy. And Thor's like, what?
Yeah, he's in it. He's in the game. He's
Better
Ray
Bill
secret
is so sick. What's funny is that he's actually funny.
Is he really?
Yeah, a lot of his comics, he looks serious, but then one of the comic covers is an alien getting naked and him, like, putting an eye over like this underage kid. Like, it's just, I think he's funny. Yeah.
I don't know who he was. Like,
even though he looks super evil.
Like, I saw the Marvel, I saw a Let's Play for this, and someone was playing Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who the frig is this? And then I looked him up, and he was like in a Hulk cartoon or something, and it looked like there was like a kid rendition of World War Hulk or something. Yeah. It was weird.
It's like a zombified horse.
Yeah.
Who is,
Why does he wearing the Thor costume?
Yeah. I was like, why does he have Thor's hammer? Why is he so ugly? Peter
Rayville. He has his own hammer, right? They make him one.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I know that he doesn't have Thor's hammer anymore. He has someone else's.
Whatever, man. He's sweet.
Or like Odin says, since you could pick it up, we're going to make you one.
Yo, Peter Rayville's sick.
Yeah. So there's that. And then I've just been playing more Dark Souls 2 because the patch went live.
Okay.
What does the patch do for you?
So now when I help people out in bosses, I become human again. Oh. And it just becomes a lot more manageable now.
What can I do for you?
And I've been having fun helping people. And then people invaded me, and I lost. So
should have wrecked face, man.
I had the ability to turn into a vase, or I could banish them. And I was just like, you know what? How hard could they be? And they wrecked me.
Should have turned into a vase. Turn into a vase. Ultimate.
Yeah.
So. In the middle of a field. They'll never see
it. Yeah, they'll never see it coming. there's a vase here.
It can't be him. He can't be that dumb. Just walk past it.
He took a backstab.
Yeah.
I was the vase.
But yeah, no. I'm going to have more fun. Unlock some dudes. I could finally do stuff with my boss souls. The game is still pretty hard. And it's still like out there to get you.
I like that there's a vendor for boss souls now.
Yeah,
I saw you playing, and like I remember getting boss souls or getting boss items in Dark Souls 1 was kind of a pain because I just didn't want to grind stuff.
Yeah,
but like I like how there's just a vendor. It's like give me a bunch of souls and this boss soul, and then here is the weapon. Yeah, it's cool.
What's cool is like one boss soul translates into like two or three items.
Okay,
that you can choose from, but then.
But then you only get the one.
Yeah, so then you have to burn your bonfire again to get the boss back. But yeah, there's some bosses that are...
boss again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. You can fight them, but when you fight them again, they're obviously stronger.
Until you can fight them max like three times or something?
I actually don't know.
Can you get all the weapons? All the pieces?
Probably. I'm pretty sure you can.
I guess as long as you have the item that rekindles, I don't see why not.
Yeah, I want to full Rathian set, like right now. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually, I think whenever every time you respawn them, it's like it's a new game plus level.
Okay.
People are so courteous in that game. Like, every time I get summoned, they bow to me.
Yeah. To let you know that they're friendly.
Yeah, I'm like,
role playing.
Alright.
I always do the one, the war cry one, where you get on your knees and go, ah!
Oh, I have one that's similar to that, only I'm standing and I'm like, welcome. Welcome to my world.
Okay.
So. But yeah, I'm still nowhere near, like, finishing this game.
I really wish that there was an emoticon where you pump your fist in front of your crotch and then throw away stuff.
Boom!
Or you can, but at the cost, you throw away the weapon that you're holding and you just chuck it. You're like, I beat you, I don't even need this sword.
Yeah. That's...
That would be literally the best. If you just beat a boss, you're like, woo!
Wow.
That would be pretty good.
Wow. That would be something.
Yeah. It would be something.
I'm down. I'm down for this patch. I'm down for this mod.
I'm too.
Yeah, but I think that's really it. Nothing else to talk about. I mean, I watched the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode that is affected by Thing, the movie.
Yeah.
It's a pretty intense episode. It's, Yeah. I can't believe it took a movie to make the show better, but hey.
But, you know, nims the breaks.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. But yeah, that was my week.
Sweet.
So,
man.
Anthony, why don't you tell me what you've been up to? I think it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Oh, Jesus.
I finished L.A. Noire. I managed to get a working copy. And, like, that game is, like, it's good, but at no point is there, like, you know how, like, in a story there's, like, the beginning, there's the action scenes to the climax, and then there's the fall off, and to the end and stuff? That game is just, like, a straight line in terms of excitement
throughout
the whole game. Like you said, you didn't finish it. Like, I don't think the ending is anything special to warrant you going back in or anything.
No.
Like, if you want to, like, you can YouTube it. But
okay.
Like, I don't think it's like even the ending to me was pretty lackluster. Like, I thought it was just kind of whatever. But I do really like the detective aspects, and if they ever do like another LA Noir or like another detective game, I'd like to see it maybe in a different era. I think it'd be really cool. Like I like the whole recognizing stuff by facial expressions and all that kind of.
I think it would be cool if it was placed in the future, like Minority Report style.
And he just has the glove.
Yeah, and he's just going through.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be cool. But yeah, it's good, but like it's I don't think it was anything like
fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
So the worst Rockstar game. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, if you think about it, maybe. I also finished The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yes.
You are correct. That is the best DLC.
Yeah.
By the end of that game, you are doing some, like, kind of weird, like, San Andreas level weirdness.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is very fun. And I love all the characters.
Yeah. To me, that DLC is exactly like in GTA 5 when you play the Trevor missions.
Yeah.
They're like that, only without Trevor.
Yeah, without a reaming psychopath.
Yeah.
Just killing everything.
Yeah.
I do really like the way they portrayed Gay Tony as a character. Like, he's not the stereotypical, like, hey, how's it going? Like, that kind of gay.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a dude that likes the penis. Like, it's just...
He's a regular dude.
Yeah, he's just a regular dude. And I like that. I like that they didn't go all the way... Like, in Rockstar usually takes the extremes of any end of something.
Yep.
And then kind of points out how ridiculous it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they didn't do that with this character.
Yeah.
Which was really good. I played the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle.
How is it?
The demo. I don't know. Like, I think this is gonna be in the party games realm.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
It's like a Dragon Ball Z.
It's got okay. So,
Kai.
Kinda, yeah. Or like those like
Naruto.
Yeah, like those Naruto games, kinda like that. It's got there's an auto combo button. There's a light and a heavy.
Like what I'm hearing?
So if you just mash light for a while, like Persona, you'll do an auto combo, and if you mash it enough, it'll end off with a super.
Like what I'm hearing?
For characters that have stands, you can have a stand mode on and off, and then I honestly don't know what that accomplishes, because they have the same type of moves. It's just that your stand is also punching with you and stuff like that. So it doesn't, like, at least the characters I've seen, it doesn't really change anything.
Wait, but don't you get extra hits because there's that dude there?
I don't know. Like, it didn't seem like it to me. I didn't really pay attention to the hit counter, but like everything seemed pretty much the same.
Okay.
And I think this game is just mainly for like the fan service. Like, if you want to play as if your favorite part character versus this part character, and you want to see like interactions or something like that, I think this is really just made for fan service. But I don't know how the full game will turn out.
Okay.
But it's cool seeing all the special moves. You get to play as Jotaro from Part 3, Caesar from Part 2, and Dio from Part 1. And so Dio has, like, vampirism instead of a time stop stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The way they balance out the stands is that, or the people who don't have stands, is that usually they have more base power.
Yeah.
And to make up for the lack of stand. But it's cool. And then I've also been... The main thing I've been doing is reading a manga called Yowamushi Petal.
Oh, this is what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, and it's about... It's so typical shonen.
Uh-huh.
Like, it hurts. This guy, this nerdy kid...
High school?
Oh, of course, high school. He's a freshman in high school, just got in.
Oh!
And he has no friends.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy, right? And so he's trying to revive... the anime club at the school.
Okay.
Yeah, and so what happens is that he meets some people in the beginning, and you learn that ever since the fourth grade, he's been making a bike trip from his city to Akihabara, which where he lives is a 45-kilometer ride back, like, both ways.
Wow.
So he's doing a 90-kilometer ride, like, every weekend.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to waste money on the train so he can buy more capsule toys.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, so cute. And pretty much what happens is that he meets up with the cycling team.
Uh-huh.
And this guy who's joining the cycling team, he's on like a road racer, he's got like all the gears and stuff, but he can't beat our main character on an uphill climb while he's using like a regular utility bike with like a basket and everything. And then from there it's like, oh, this character has natural talent, and they put him onto the team and teach him the ropes of biking. Like, the best way I can explain it is, like, if you've seen Hajime no Ippo and how that starts, it's kind of like that. It's like, this character, he's kind of a doofus, but he has this natural talent because of whatever he does beforehand.
Right.
And it translates perfectly into whatever the manga is about.
Hmm.
And it's really fun. It's just...
So what happened to the anime club?
He just ditches it. He joins the bike club. He gets on the racing team.
Well, that's where the story ends for me.
No more anime. every character has their specialty on the team. Like, some people are good at sprints on flat roads. Some people are good at downhill and controlling their bike. His specialty is uphill climbs.
Yeah.
And the way he does it isn't by any technique. It's just pure brute force and pedaling as fast as he possibly can.
Okay.
So he just brute forces through everything. And it's fun. It's just fun. It's very stereotypical shonen. You won't find anything really out of the norm here. It hits all the shonen points. But it's cool. I like all the in-depth stuff on biking. It taught me a lot of stuff about biking I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, about how much the equipment does matter. Just the effects. I didn't know that there's these things called, you can get cleats for bikes. And and they hook into the pedals, and it doesn't only make it so that your just feet stay on the pedals, but also while you're riding, you're also, instead of using your one foot to push down on a pedal, you're also pulling up with your other foot, and it works out different muscles, and it makes you go faster because you're using half the effort on each pedal and stuff like that. I didn't know, it's a lot of cool stuff about biking I didn't know. It's actually pretty educational for a shonen manga.
Cycling's intense.
Yeah, cycling's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last arc I just finished, they finished a training camp where they had to finish 1,000 kilometers in 4 days.
Nice.
Yeah. And that was intense, full of drama, friendship, heartbreaks.
1,000 kilometers.
Yeah, in 4 days. In 4 days.
Wow.
So.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's fun. It's good. It's a recommended read if you like stereotypical shonen and stuff like that.
Is this new?
It's new-ish. On Manga Reader, it only seems to... I think the last time I checked, it has 170 chapters.
Okay.
So it's not as long as an Ippo or something like that.
Okay.
But it's really good. I think there's way more volumes out, though, that just haven't been translated.
All right.
I think when I checked Wikipedia, the cover on the Wikipedia page is volume 30 or something.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's been my week.
All right.
Yeah, I started some other stuff, but I'll talk about that next week.
Cool. Blavin's going to round out the show.
Yo, girls. So I was in Philadelphia this weekend. I was there playing Magic. And I just realized that in the past 3 or so months, I've been traveling more for this game than... Yeah, I've been traveling a lot for this game, which is pretty sick. I didn't realize. I'm lucky I have friends that go all over these places. And, first things first, U.S. roads. Man, the tolls are crazy.
Yeah.
Spend a ton of money on the tolls, man.
It evens out.
Yeah.
With us. We pay 13% tax.
Yeah, yeah. It's cray cray, though. What happens if you don't have money? What are you going to do?
That's America. You always have $1 bills.
Yeah, true. And they have these cool baskets that you throw change in.
Have you never crossed the
border? And so, sorry, Vince, I'm still talking.
No, I don't even mean by, the states. I mean, when you go just cross the border, there's a bridge fee.
Didn't we do that when we went to
Canada? Yeah, but I don't think we... through change.
I'm pretty sure you throw it in.
Oh man, maybe you did it.
Maybe I did. No, you were driving. You so you
took away done. My fun.
Yeah, I took away your change. Okay,
continue.
Bro.
Anyway, so it's pretty cool. So I went there for the Grand Prix. I ended up making day 2, so that's good. I had to have a 7-win and 2-loss record.
Good.
My final round opponent was an established pro, and I fortunately was able to defeat him in battle.
Oh, nice.
I misplayed myself into a win, so that was great. Yeah, so basically, I thought this card did something else. I thought this card killed... Okay, so for example, this card is called Fall of the Hammer. It says, your creature deals damage to target creature equal to its power. But my creature doesn't fight back. I thought it did. So I played a card that made my guy bigger just to save it and kill his dude. And I was like, yeah, your plan backfired. But it just saved my dude. But my dude ended up doing the killing blow. So I was like, oh, sweet. Okay. My misplay helped me win.
Okay.
So it was pretty funny. What else? Yeah, and then the second day I totally pooped the bed, and my first draft pot I went 0-3, and then the next one I went 2-1. So
okay.
No bueno. So I ended up finishing 9 wins, 6 losses. So I'm 60% ish win record, so kinda happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now
do these stats get incorporated into your stats here in Canada?
Yeah. So right now, I am ranked number 2 in Ontario.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are you in Canada?
Probably 100 and millionth? I don't know. I don't know about how I'm in Canada.
I don't think there's that many people in Canada.
Yeah, but like,
because I was going to say, Ontario is the biggest thing. So if you said you were in the hundreds, I'm like, wow, where is
there? So like this is just special? By points, right? So the reason I have this second in Ontario thing is because I won a Pro Tour qualifier and I have all these points saved up. And it's just like you have the second most amount of points. I don't think it means you're the best. You're the second best player in
the world. No, that's what it means. It means you're the second best player.
Yeah, because I am a scrub and I'm really bad at
that. That's what all the good greats say.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so yeah, that's been pretty fun, and I definitely recommend going to Philly. It's pretty beautiful there. It was super nice there. It was like 20 degrees every day.
You get cheesesteak?
Well, I did get cheesesteaks. Delicious. Didn't know that they used Cheese Whiz.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff. And they have an abundance of Panera Breads. Is that like a thing in the States? Like, I don't even know.
There's a lot of things about the States we don't know.
Yeah, it's just history. It's just down there. It's just blackness. We don't know what's going on.
Like, we think we know. We know.
You like hanging out at the top.
Did you know that in some states they have drive-through alcohol places?
What?
Yeah. Like you drive through and you pick up your six-pack?
That's nuts.
What is... Oh, whoa. Something I forgot. $5 for 20 nuggets.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say $5 foot long. I'm like, wait a minute.
Whoa. We have that here.
I got so fat. The first day I was there, I was in a nugget coma.
Wow.
Couldn't get out of it. They had to resuscitate me because I had so many
nuggets. Just give them $20. Give me 100 nuggets.
I had 60 in the whole weekend.
You had 60 nuggets?
I don't think I want to eat another nugget, but I'm pretty sure I will.
Until we go back and you're like, oh, $5 nugget. $5
It's like, how is McDonald's so profitable? They're giving away 20 nuggets for $5.
Yeah, but the cost of those nuggets, right?
I don't know why that's not here. You want 5 nuggets in Canada, it's like, yo, $30, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because our government cares about our health, apparently.
Stupid government.
Did you know they take out like 70% of the fat in bacon?
What? That's just flavor.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been the majority of my week. I mean, I'm saving up a lot of money to try and go there, so. Now I'm... Didn't even make the money, man. If I had one more win, I could have made $250.
Like, that's just prize money?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They pay out pretty high, like... To the, like, 100.
It's America.
Mork. It's America. They have more money. Mork,
cool. But, yeah, so it's pretty crazy. yeah, so that's been my week. Just lots of magic. I'm, like, magicked out now.
Yeah, man. We know.
Until my next big event.
So when is your next event? Next week?
No.
Tomorrow?
In June.
Oh, that's right, because it's all your pre-release stuff till then.
Yes, and all the other Grand Prix are, like, deep into America. Yeah, and the next Canadian one is in Ottawa, and that's in November. Unless I want to travel to, like, Milan or, like, Japan.
Do you want to travel to either of those?
Or Buenos Aires.
I'd like to go to Milan.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Bopity Boopy, Magic of Perea.
That's exactly what they talk like.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah, hey, no.
Bopity Boopy?
Yeah, Bopity Boopy. I want to play the magic, eh?
One of the guys I met was really lucky because there's a Grand Prix in Paris, and he qualified for the Pro Tour in Valencia. So he's like, "Woo! One weekend Grand Prix Paris. Next weekend Pro Tour Valencia. Like, must be nice."
It's like, screw you.
So I was like, "Man," he's like, "Yeah, but I was super broke after."
That's cool.
I'm in debt.
Wow. Well.
So hopefully, I do so good at the Pro Tour. I'm just on the Pro Tour train.
So, were you wearing your shirt? Your Dungeon Comics shirt?
Yes, I was wearing my Dungeon Comics shirt.
Were you?
You're like, whoa, you're from Dungeon Comics? I'm like...
I bet they weren't.
No, I bet they weren't. I didn't even know I was from Dungeon Comics.
No, what we gotta do now, we gotta iron on some podcast logos.
Onto my skin.
Then it's like, whoa, you're from Three Nerds in a Basement?
That'll give us a good excuse to make a new logo.
So, oh yeah, we should figure that out.
Yeah.
It was playing on the store today, just to irk me. They were playing the podcast.
Yeah. Do they just do, like, in the afternoon? Like,
I don't know what's going on.
Like, lunchtime?
So I know, I realized, like, even some of my friends, like, they like to play the podcast. They're like, well, you don't listen to your own voice and stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. But Vince is another problem.
No. He's just like, yes, I do want to listen to my own voice.
No, I don't friend
you guys. I think,
yeah, your friends are, like, have their life together.
No. I think they understand my ego's already big enough.
I see. I see what's going on here.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. That and... Yeah.
Yeah, so if we do this Google Hangout thing, ask me about magic. I think that I can tell you guys something about magic.
I think me and Vince can tell them about something about magic.
I want you guys to do a magic podcast. Just to get to you.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, but it's so
we should sorry. Review a set.
The problem is, that requires work, and I just have that's, no enthusiasm. No, it doesn't.
To... All we do is we print out a list of cards and their pictures, and then we just say yay or nay.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, this card seems good.
That's like me saying, hey, let's... This new LP came out. You want to hear my thoughts on
hot
it?
Hot new LP.
So yeah. This girl, like, sings, and she hits notes.
Did you know the Magic Community came out with a new LP? Check what? It out. I know everything about this.
I'm actually interested in this Magic Community music collab. This hot collabo.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, end of the show. So, like you already mentioned, and I will re-mention, we are planning a Google Hangout Community Day here at TNIAB. I say day. It's mostly going to be like...
Once a week?
No. I mean, like, an allotted period of time.
Yeah. We're all going to be shirtless. One time go. We're all going to be shirtless, and we're going to spray each other with Vince's hose.
Oh, that's
like water hose.
Phrasing.
It's gonna be like that scene from Zoolander
with the gas. With
the gas.
The gas. Alien, yeah. I'm Mikas.
All right. I'm Zoolander.
Okay.
Oh, he's the only one that lives.
Yeah, that's why I picked him.
I'm gonna be the car.
You'd be lighting the cigarette. You'd be the one lighting the cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah. So just remember, email us at tnib.letters@gmail.com. You've probably heard that email multiple times throughout this episode.
You can also use it to send us letters.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if you're interested, just give us a shout. For those who have already emailed us, if you haven't received my response to giving you further instructions, check your spam folder or email me or email us again. If not, bug us somewhere on Facebook, Twitter, I don't know, Google+.
Grindr.
And I'm sure we'll see it and we'll get back to you. Again, it's probably going to be Sunday or Monday evening.
We'll figure out a time. Once we get enough participants, I guess we can iron out.
I think we have enough participants, to be honest. It's just...
Really? What? Really?
Well, I don't know. We got more than I thought we'd get. Obviously, I thought we were going to get zero.
How many did you get?
So we have two.
Oh, hot.
Interested parties, but...
ow. Sexy.
I just don't know where they're located.
ASL.
So if time is a thing, like if you're located on the West Coast, then I understand that
it
might be. Yeah. Yeah. Like I was hoping somewhere around like 6-7 o'clock at night to do it.
Yeah.
Because that would probably be best for everyone. But yeah. All right. We'll figure it out. Other than that, this has been another episode of 3 Nerds in the Basement. We hope you enjoyed listening. We'll see you next week. I hope. Maybe.
No, guys, man. No. End of the world next week.
It's over. All right, then. Well, see ya.
Bye!